Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown's front-runner status in this year's Democratic gubernatorial primary may or may not be affected by his handling of the Obamacare rollout. WYPR senior news analyst Fraser Smith comments in his weekly essay.
What did he know, and when did he know it? The questions keep coming up for Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown. What did he know about the health care exchange before it crashed on opening day? And when did he know it? We all thought he was the man in charge. As he started his race for governor, he needed to prove he could manage state government, a $40 billion a year operation. A successful health care rollout would be just the ticket. Then the computers went down. A piece of cake became a bitter pill. Months later, he says he wasn't really, really in charge. By that or not, the questions have become central in his campaign. And they should be. Did I mention it's a $40 billion organization he wants to run? As often happens, the explanations have become as much a problem as the problem itself. Here's what might have happened. He should have apologized profusely and asked the voters some questions of his own. Do you have a computer? Do you know when it's going to crash, taking everything with it? If you ask those questions, would anyone have anything but sympathy for you? Sympathy would not be enough, of course. What would you do? You'd hire someone to fix or replace your machine. If your fixers mishandled the job, you'd find someone else. That's what Brown and company have done. More than 340,000 Marylanders have coverage now. Belatedly, yes, but political leaders have failed for generations to provide what now we have. Why isn't that a selling point? It's a valid question. And yet, he must still convince voters he can manage a $40 billion government.